Goodness here right now. Okay, so some like times as usual, visualize clearly Manjushri, and then on a basis, and then we do the practice of the seven limbs. Obedience to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart the scriptural text symbolic of his seeing all things as they are, who sends the shining signs forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways the patient love of a father for his only son, who all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its clouds appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages of achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, Lord Living One, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing my mind, enlighten my intelligence and wisdom, so that I may gain insight into the world words and explain them.
Tāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāngāng
What we have covered in the previous session are important points. Yeah. You should not look down or think that what we have covered in the previous session is of little significance. Those are important points. And those are things that we need to keep in mind. In order for us to be able to engage in a good meditation practice, we must restrain our sensory faculties. Yeah. So if we do not restrain our sensory faculties, then afflictions such as attachment and anger may arise. And if they arise, then they will interfere with our meditation. So if you really wish to be able to really meditate, to do a good meditation practice, then it is that the teachings advise us to abandon the hustle and bustle of our life and to remain in isolation. So we need to abandon, ideally we should abandon the hustle and bustle of the busy life and to rely and to stay in isolation. Yeah. But even if we physically isolate ourselves, we still need to act with vigilance. Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't mean that when you are in physical isolation, you will necessarily develop virtuous states of mind. So it's not necessarily so. Why? And because the afflictions such as anger and attachment, they arise from within the mind. So therefore, it is important to act with vigilance to check, to see, to check up on whatever we do with our body and speech and mind.
Long sambha khande tone long chok gu yeme ti lapsha ti ta tu ten gu
and we need to have an alert and alert mind in order for meditation practice to be done, yeah? In order for it to go well, and therefore one of the conditions for having an alert mind is to adopt an appropriate diet, yeah? Yeah, in terms of the amount of food that one consumes and so forth. And since we have to eat all the time, you know, it is something that that has to be done daily. And then, whenever we eat, it is important to remember all these different teachings, yeah, that advises us what kind of attitude and so forth, you know, we need to have when eating. Okay.
What is the message? This is that. Karsore ta kalna ne sedi ta me na sing du shi sha che rang gi lu che che do long chu gi tin sa ma ta ya ta ga na sin se long chu be ka la ani zo zo sedi sim ji sin ji ka din de ne chung yin wa tin de yin zang an se long chu ne ani mo lam ti sim ji na ta kwa lo ba wa tin de ta che chi mo cha gi wa de zo zo ta cha ba da tin de ma de ba sin long chu kwa gi lap sha sung yo.
So we should regard the food that we eat as a medicine. Yeah? That we are taking food to sustain the body, and since the food that we eat comes in dependence on other sentient beings, to the kindness of other sentient beings. So therefore, when we pray and dedicate, we should do so and pray for others, for sentient beings. Yeah. And so it is important that that we should not eat out of hostility or attachment. So these are very important instructions.
Oh, to see that the name that many of us just love to buy such that any thing that too many bala that too la any thing too them too many bala that to that you that this name that that to that that the future.
所以 next is the advice of with regards to sleep. Yeah. So, you know, we should engage in virtue all the time. We should not be sleeping at the wrong time. So we should strive in virtue. Then when it comes, when it's time to sleep, then we need to know how to act properly as well, how to sleep. Yeah. Point is to be able to transform the sleep into virtue. So we need to sleep and we need to rest because to rest the body. But if we think about it, you know, the time that we spend sleeping takes up about half of our lives. Yeah. So this is a huge proportion of our lifespan. So therefore, it's important to make something useful out of it. So in the teachings that it's mentioned that we should try to fall asleep within a virtuous state of mind. So we need to try. So before we fall asleep, to generate a virtuous state of mind and to try to fall within this a virtuous state of mind. So if we are able to do that, then the entire sleep, you know, for that night, you know, becomes virtuous. And if we are able to do this for our whole lives, then we get a lot of we get huge profit.
Yeah.
So these are various points, things that we need to understand, and we need to put it and write into practice, as much as possible. You know, to familiarize ourselves with these different attitudes and these different thoughts, and these to move the mind in this direction, So on page 35, the next section deals with the reason why meditation needs to be need to be sustained by these two ways. And what are the two? Analytical meditation and stabilizing meditation. So here there is a quotation from the ornament of the Mahayana Sutras, which is a teaching of Maitreya. So this quotation basically highlights, you know, the manner in the stages in which we enter into the Buddha's teachings. So Maitreya says that firstly, we need to hear the teachings. From hearing the teachings, we develop the wisdom that arises from hearing. And based on that, then we need to reflect on what we have heard. And from reflection comes the wisdom arisen from reflection. And then we need to familiarize our minds and to meditate on what we have ascertained. And through meditation, then arises the wisdom arisen from meditation. So these are the stages in which we have to enter into the Buddha's teachings. So it is saying that, you know, whatever you're going to put into practice, you have to learn. You have to learn it and to hear it, these instructions are from someone else.
So 롱당 리파 어틴데기 섬의 땅에 아니 가르스나 다 오늘 랑기 생기 띵이 냐바냐바지 치부여래 로와 때나다 돈도 섬중 세대 돈다티래 랑도 냐바냐와 치부하시다.
So we need to hear the instructions and hear these teachings and what we are going to put in practice to hear it from someone else. But hearing the teachings alone is not sufficient. After we have heard the teachings, we need to analyze, we need to reflect on what we have heard. You know, and we need to analyze it using scriptural authority and reasoning in order to arrive at a definite ascertainment for ourselves. Okay, so this definite ascertainment is what we call that which has arisen from reflection.
어떻게 딱 돈다 닝보디 아니지 딱 토베 떡이 되나 밥사야 지네 섬중 것도 그냥 섬어 땅제 딱 되나 밥사야 딱 돈다 닝보 딱 돈다 디레 신에서 당기 딱 니신 예배 청춘 걸로 왔다 시대 딱 니아바 딱다 니에치 지네 예배 전디 딱 돈다 양양도 다 집을 치고 했다 돈다 강 택좀도 차니 예벌 집에 전디니 섬나 양양도 집을 치고 해 어텔라다 곰세대 돈다 님보 디네지 쓰고 왔다 로
So we hear the teachings so that we can come to delineate the meaning of something something the whatever teaching in question we have to hear itfrom someone else, and we hear it so that we can then delineate it clearly in our own minds. You know? And that means we have to reflect on what we have heard so that we can come to a definite ascertainment of that object or that topic, isn't it? Yeah? So this definite ascertainment and your complete understanding of that particular topic or object, is that which arises from reflection. Yeah? So that meaning that you have arrived at, the conclusion that you have arrived at in your heart, in your mind, is the very thing that you repeatedly familiarize your minds over and over again. And this act of repeatedly familiarizing ourselves over and over again with what we have ascertained is called meditation. Yeah, that is what is meditation.
어떻게니? 다 돈다 다 달라 지 니하고 해 팀 말해. 근데 초성비 아니지 다 달라 밥상에 다 태좀 나타내. 다 니샵에 튼튼이 다 강 검제 유디 지척도 와. 다디 검제라 다 달라 검당 달라 니용만. 다 소소도 시라고 지네 검에 직당. 다 아니 소소도 시라고 맞제시 아니 다 조금 없으니 다 검
So the object of meditation, whatever it may be, that object of meditation is arrived at through the process of hearing and reflection. Through hearing and reflection, we remove any doubt or qualms that we may have pertaining to that object of meditation. Once we have removed all the doubt and qualms pertaining to the object of meditation, which means after we have ascertained it, then we meditate on it, meditate on that ascertainment that we have gained, isn't it? That is what we call meditation, isn't it? And with regards to the way we meditate, the way in which we familiarize ourselves with what we have ascertained, then there are two. One way is to use the wisdom of discernment to analyze, what we have ascertained. And the other is, that's called analytical meditation. The other one is stabilizing meditation, whereby you do not engage in analysis with respect to the object of meditation.
What in the Shisha? That on that, that on that, they get in some time, that on that. chezang ta tinde som tan du kala ta chezang ne ju zai tong de ta toba chezang ma wa che ba ta tong da toba chezang ma wa che ba to ble an te be she ra ma wa ji yong to be lo ba ani ta ga na shi ta chezang ani ji ka so ta ani sam ba ma wa to ge sam ma ta ma wa to ge ani sam ju she ra ma bo yong to be lo ba a ta ga na shi chezang ani ji ta gom ma bo ge be to ge ani tela tene gombe shara mambu shiung tuwe rawa.
So from this you can see that the more you hear the teachings, the greater will be your wisdom that arises from hearing, isn't it? The more you reflect on what you have heard, the greater will be your wisdom arisen from reflection. And then the more you familiarize yourselves with what you've ascertained, the more you meditate, then the greater will be your wisdom arisen from meditation.
Tati tijanak ta chapsan kariyaris tanda yinta shet gombe shara mawe toki ta anichi karasana ta kyun guaya naya guaktap shirab mungbu shi yungta ya yuntan dhubi na ya yuntan dhubi shirab mungbu shi yudha shi ta su su ju wa ti jin ta gomchuk shirab mungbu shi yudha la pendok kari yor wa kiyong guaya la guaktap namba mungbu shi yungta shirab taga na shi yuntan dhubi la ani dhubi shirab ta mungbu shi yungta shi wa.
Okay, so what's the benefit, what's the profit, you know, for us, you know, when our wisdom arisen from meditation is very extensive, yeah. So the more the greater our wisdom arisen from meditation, when it comes to stopping the faults in our minds, we have more avenues, more methods, yeah, to stop these faults, yeah. And the greater our wisdom arisen from meditation, then when it comes to developing good qualities, again we have more avenues, more methods, and more wisdom to develop those good qualities. So if you think along these lines, are you able to see how important hearing and reflection is to the practice of meditation? Are you able to see the relationship between these three things, hearing, reflection, and meditation?
What?
You see? So is study an obstacle to meditation?
O tukshini, ta taki shiva nashira, o tukshini, ta tunda dala nyingbo nyegwaya tinte shin sare karasina, ta toba chini, tobe sherab, ta shike, tini samche, samchun sherab ke, ta to samnyi kanla dala pavedi, ta gome yinbare, tinte gomgayala, ta jigum, jugum, nyingbares, o tukshini, ta nyingbo dina, tinte shin yegwaya.
So to summarize, yeah, what we've just talked about, okay? The essence is basically this, yeah. From hearing, due to hearing, the wisdom arisen from hearing is developed. Then from reflection, the wisdom arisen from reflection is developed, isn't it? Yeah. And then whatever you have delineated, whatever ascertainment you have arrived at through hearing and reflection, there is an object, isn't it? There is something that you ascertain, isn't it? Through hearing and meditation, yeah. That very thing that you have ascertained, that very object, is what is the very thing that we meditate on. Yeah? So that it becomes the object of meditation. And then with regards to the way to meditate on the object, there are two ways. One is analytical meditation, one is stabilizing meditation. So on page 36, yeah. So there's a quotation from Shantideva's Compendium of Trainings. Yeah. So right after this quotation, then what does Lama Tsongkhapa say? So with regard to the meditations that should be done according to this statement, for all four activities of giving away, guarding, purifying, and enhancing or increasing, so these four activities, with respect to each of these three things, one's the body, one's possessions, and one's roots of virtue. So with regards to these four activities, you know, with respect to these three things, there are both analytical meditations sustained through analysis by means of discriminating wisdom or the wisdom of discernment, and also by placement or stabilizing meditations, which are to place the mind single pointedly without analysis. So here there is the practice of giving away one's body. Yeah. So there is a meditation whereby you regard your body as a boat, you know. And by regarding your body as a boat, and then you use it, you give it away to benefit other sentient beings.
What in the smart? That in then, any career, that lu, any scars. The lu song I said, that on the lu tong I said, in this, that lu song I said, that on the tang of the ludi and sunk where, and go by chung jung, she do, ludi, and choose the tang of the jiggy, chazan, that go by.
Okay, then so there's the giving away of one's body. Then we need to guard the body as well, or protect the body. So this means that we should not give away our bodies for insignificant reasons. Yeah, we should guard against giving away our bodies for insignificant reasons. Yeah.
And
what about purifying the body? The activity of purifying the body. So in order to guard, to protect against attachment, then we purify the body by meditating on its ugliness.
어딘데 숨세 드네마 아니 지다 루피아와 세디 베제 추림 숨에 되면 베제로와 다 추림 숨에 권에 아니 치마다 아니 지 데도 대상 터베다 종고에 왔다 또 루피아와 세디 베제 티스레
Then it says increasing your body or enhancing your body here refers to the practice of ethics, whereby one is, will be able to obtain good rebirths in the future.
Yeah.
So again, then with with regard to the possessions as an object, yeah, then there are also the four activities of giving away, protecting it, purifying it, and enhancing it. Yeah, so with regards to our possessions, first there's the practice of giving it away, and then there's the practice of protecting our possessions such that it does not go to waste. And in order to purify our possessions, suddenly my brain gone blank. What is it?
Wrong.
So, in order to protect, in order to purify the body, we purify the possessions. Yeah. We abstain from wrong livelihoods. Yeah. Okay. And then, in order to increase our possessions, increasing our possessions here, the activity of increasing the possessions in this context means you dedicate, all the roots of virtue that you acquire from acts of generosity. Yeah. Yeah, so increasing the possessions can mean that giving practice of giving, it can also mean dedicating the roots of virtue.
Okay,
then we turn to the third object and merit here. So again, we apply the four activities to merit here. So first is giving it away, means dedicating our roots of virtue to others. Then the second one, guarding or protecting our merit. Means protecting our merit against
anger. Yeah.
And to purify, purifying the merit means with the bodhicitta motivation, and one dedicates the roots of virtue to become a cause for achieving enlightenment. And increasing the merit here means rejoicing in the roots of virtue.
Okay,
Okay, so these are the four practices of giving away, protecting, purifying, and enhancing, in relation to the three things: yeah, the body, the possessions, and the merit. Yeah. So, the purpose of bringing, citing these quotations, to establish. Is to establish the fact that when we talk about meditation, meditation is not restricted just to stabilizing meditation or concentration when you're trying to develop some kind of focus. It's not just that. Meditation involves analysis as well. There is analytical meditation here. And in order to substantiate this point, therefore these quotations from the great Indian masters such as Asanga, Arya Asanga, and great Bodhisattva Shantideva, quotations from their compositions are used to highlight this fact, this important fact. Yeah.
What in the age is that? That time, ma, ani si kusina ta. That jukum da jukum ni yobai na. That kum na jukum da jukum ni yobai na. That kande si le jukum si sa kao kao des. That jukum si sa kao kao des. What in the sunai pare?
Okay, so if indeed there are these two forms of meditation, analytical meditation and stabilizing meditation, then when do we engage in analytical meditation, and then when do we engage in stabilizing meditation?
Yeah.
Okay, so if indeed there are these two kinds of meditation, analytical and stabilizing, so what kind of practice involves analytical meditation and what kind of practice involves stabilizing meditation? Yeah. Okay, so analytical meditation is done for following topics. Yeah. Cultivating faith in the virtuous friend, the human life of freedom and endowments, and the difficulty of obtaining such a human life, death and impermanence, karma and its consequences, its effects, the faults of cyclic existence, samsara, and degeneration of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. So these practices are to be cultivated through analytical meditation.
Tatunda, Tinsola, Tatunda, Anipena, Carsore, Pena, Tabaco Matosina, Takas Shubanashi, Tabaco Matosina, Tabachis, Samlo Tanche, Anish Tabachi Kukuyore, Tarazuta, Mipaji Yudishin, Tabaje, Kakuchakur, 제장 다 양내 양도리 배 삼노당 윤재 삼노당 근데 삼노당체 아니 대바지 깨고요래 알아봐 나 대바 깨나 다 저거 다 제공과에 뺀나 알아봐 그래서 양반다
Let's take the cultivation of faith as an illustration. In order for faith to arise in our heart, we must engage in analytical meditation. Without analytical meditation, without thinking about things, just bringing up the object faith, you know, and then staring at it, you know, with your mind, it's not going to bring about any feeling of faith. It's not going to happen. Rather, faith arises when we think about things, you know, when we think of, oh, because of this and that. You know, you bring about the relevant reasons and the relevant logic. Yeah. So through analysis, then you bring about the feeling of faith, isn't it?
Oh, Tokshin, that Samlo Mango is Tangche, don't that repair Samlo Tangche, Lungu, Ripako, Samlo is Tangche, that Rang is similar, that Kujo Tegi, and it's a Tabaji Jewe, that don't know.
So the kind of faith that we need to produce is the very strong one, you know, that actually moves your heart. You know? You feel something, your whole being is touched, you move. You know? But in order for such a forceful kind of faith, you know, to arise, we must engage in analytical meditation, without which, you know, such forceful, such faith, you know, that is very powerful and heart moving, does not arise.
Oh, Tukshini, that Tinde Ranga, that Junsen Sama Tangche, Rangi, that Semla, that Kujo Tetuigi, Tabaji Ketuvaina, that Karesna, Tebe Tokcho, Makoba Chagur, Mateba, Makoba Chagur, Tinde Ludi, and Namsan Gartuvi.
So what happens when we are able to produce this very forceful state of faith, very powerful? What happens when such a powerful state of faith arises in our hearts? Its opposite, which is disrespect, will be stopped there and then, isn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. Can you feel faith and disrespect at the same time?
Oh, Tukshin, that tonda tiene, that chedan, that gom jai, that tonda, tinde tonda, that tonda, chedan, that so junze tima, that karsena, teba, rangi, semna, yiku, yila jua, teba jela, junze samu tanga tonda, yungwaji, teba di, the nyumbutire, that di, yang yang the samu tanga, yungwaji, check your head.
So, the essence is this, and to summarize, you know, in order for the kind of heart-moving, stable, forceful faith, very strong kind of faith to arise in our hearts, that basically comes from thinking about things. Yeah, yeah, thinking about those reasons that promote the cultivation of this kind of faith. You know. So from this you can see that in order to have this kind of faith in ourselves, we really need to think about stuff.
Really.
Then this example is given in the text to illustrate this very point. Yeah. When we turn our minds to a pleasant object, an object of attachment, when we think over and over again about that pleasant object, what arises at the end? Very strong attachment, isn't it? And when we think about, you know, an object, you know, of hostility, something that, or something or someone that we don't like, then by thinking over and over again about that object, then a very forceful sense of hostility or anger arises, isn't it? Yeah. By thinking over and over again, forceful states of awarenesses are developed. Yeah.
Oh, then there's some of that. 독신에 따뜻한다. 따뜻하게 가려나. 독신에 따뜻해마 아니지 가르스나다. 독신에 따 죽음 고사디 가려래서나 따뜻한다. 변화 신의 주변다 오시나 따 죽음 과에 따뜻한다. 대란다 신의 신의 도지 죽이나 대란다 죽 죽음 시바 따 죽음 시과에. 다 지금 제발이나 아니 신의 주변을 객차해. 제가 가도 있는 다팀 신의 주변 내가 봐. 아니 지금 자꾸 그랬어. 지금 제 말했어. 어떻게 생각해?
And then what kind of practice involves a stabilizing meditation? If you are practicing to achieve calm abiding or meditative serenity, as translated in this text, then you need to engage in stabilizing meditation. If you engage in analytical meditation, that will interfere. If your practice is calm abiding or meditative serenity, then if you engage in analytical meditation, that will hinder the development of calm abiding. Yeah.
That. 지금 체바디 신의 두배라 안 잭문조에 신한테 내가 신고 지금 체바디 신의라 잭문조에 지금 체바디 신의 두배라 펜토고요 지금 이나양 더 수혜디 다 신의 두배 내가 되나 지금 양양의 체바이나 샘내바라 가져치 어디에 체바를 신고해.
There's something important to take note. This will come quite soon in the next one or two pages. You have to understand that analytical meditation in general, it helps in the development of calm abiding. This will come soon. Analytical meditation helps, you know, at the end of the day, it helps you to develop calm abiding. Okay? But when you come to the time in your own spiritual development, when you come to the time when you are about to practice calm abiding, at that time, when you're trying to achieve calm abiding, at that time, of course, you do not engage in analytical meditation to achieve calm abiding. Rather, you engage in stabilizing meditation when you are doing the practice of calm abiding. But this does not mean that analytical meditation as a whole does not help in the development of calm abiding. Do you understand? You just... That the point here is analytical meditation does not harm your achievement of calm abiding. That's the message. You know. How do you think? Oh.
If you understand, then you don't answer, you just laugh. I don't know, you understand or you don't understand? Huh? You don't understand? Oh.
The deal is this, actually. The deal was supposed to be this. You guys are supposed to read the text beforehand and think about stuff. And then when in class, then I just talk about some of the important points. And then you see whether your conclusions match what I say in class or not. That's the deal. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, I do read the text sometimes, but I can. But if we read the text, it will take forever. If we come to class to read the text, it will take forever. Yeah.
다 제장 다는 사장 로마 거시 다 도도도도 슈바이나 다 뒤 편도 용당 많이 써야 되다 그런도 로에는 편도 용해 시를 로면은 다 비전 다 갖고 차고 그래 그러고 그 도도건 도도스니 도도스시라 걸어서 갖고 차고 그러고
So, this my way of doing my approach of this current approach. Will only be useful if you do your part. You have to read and then you think about stuff and then you come to class and then I give you the summary and then you know you see whether it matches what you have matches your understanding. But if you don't prepare beforehand and then you come to class and you hear something like this which is a summary then if you want me to summarize my summary then it is going to be a bit tricky.
What do you say? That tonda, that tazonda, chosen it, that tonda, yin, tanda, did it, corona, yobana, shin, said that. 고는 조금 조금 세신님에 다 조금 주사디 가려가려래 신단다 나만 신 다든든 조금 치고래서 다 조금 주사 가와서는 신의 주백갑라 조금 치래서도 다 내가 독신이 줄였다.
So anyway, what you have to understand, what you have to understand in regards to what we have just discussed today is this. Yeah, there are two forms of meditation: analytical and stabilizing. Then, what kind of practice do you requires analytical meditation, and what kind of practice requires stabilizing meditation? You have to know. Okay, so the kind of practices that require analytical meditation are all there, stated there. Then, when it comes to cultivating meditative serenity or calm abiding, then yes, so at that time we need stabilizing meditation. Yeah. Okay. So.
독신이 다디 말자 공부요. 다 된대지 니에체 다 빼는 신이 된지 다주 니가와 빼디 샤브체다 지금과 가르래스 다디 돌리는 치고 치수 신의 값라 지금 지나 가르친 되기 말했으니 당부 니에체 안지마 다 지웠당해 돌린체 된대 이때네 다 타치고 용하지 다 속고 요래다
So there are certain things you know there are certain things you know that you really have to memorize. This is I'm adding a few words as a translator. I mean, the point here is, it's not whether you understand it or not. The point here is certainly you just have to memorize it, even if you don't understand it. So for now, you know, for example, you know, you have to know there are these two forms of meditations, and then you know, or with respect to analytical meditation, you know, analytical meditation has to be done for the practices of cultivating faith in the guru, the human life of freedom is endowments, death and impermanence, karma and its effects for the cyclic existence, and then bodhicitta. You have to memorize. Keep it in mind. And then when it comes to stabilizing meditation, when is it done? It is done primarily to achieve calm abiding. Okay? You have to memorize this. But then once you have this in your mind, then you have something, you have a capital. This is what we call working capital. Or paid up capital, you know, these days we talk about. You know. You use that as a basis to discuss amongst yourselves, to think about stuff. Okay, you know, once you have these facts in your mind, whether you understand it or not, then you take the example of the perfect human rebirth or guru devotion. It is something, it is a practice that needs to be done with analytical meditation, right? You memorize, yeah. Then the question is, why? This forms the basis of thinking. Something to think about, something to analyze, something to discuss. Yeah. Okay, why? Why do I need to perform analytical meditation to generate this for this topic? And then, why is it a problem to do analytical meditation if I want to engage in calm abiding? Why?
어떻게 지금 다 걸었네. 네, 니가 다 지금 제공 고백. 네, 다가 나왔습니다. 다 지금 변화, 다 신의 주변과 지금 지는 민족의 균세에 다 빚어난 송도와 다디 소수의 렌트가 고구요.
So the answer to these questions are all in the text. They're very clear. What you have to do is to be able to pick out the answer, isn't it? For yourself.
Yeah. Ta kansa chigi ta chegom no chegom ji kansa chigi chena dige mare start da rwa kansa chigi ta chegom no chegom ni ka chena dige mare s wa tin de ge lo do yong de kansa chigi ni ka che ya mare s tin de ge lo do yong de wa ti ta de ba re be sna wa ta mare s wa ta da
okay next the next section in essence the next session section is this yeah. There is this misconception that not that we don't have to practice both kinds of meditations. Certain people just need to practice this, whereas others need to practice the other one. Okay, so it is a misconception. It is wrong. Okay.
たとんだてれたとんだ。たとんだてんでいうことはたとんだにんぼてんでしゃ。たっぺな。たっけばいいな。たとんだ。けばいいな。たじね、せじね、ちゃぞんしんでにけばいいな。たってちこんちえです。これこれちこんちえしまれ。こっちこんちにとやしです。あ、てんで、せじりたんじゃれけばまいんげ。あ、そうだ。かるそうだ。
So there is this misconception. Scholars, the intellectual kinds, you know. The intellectual kinds, the brainy kinds, the scholarly type, you know. For them, yeah, they need to do analytical meditation. Analytical meditation is for them. Whereas, you know, for those who have abandoned external distractions, you know, for those who are more inclined to look inward, those who are living in isolation, the meditating kind, basically, for those people, they only need stabilizing meditation. So therefore, an individual does not need to do both kind of meditations. So there's this misconception,
yeah.
So Lama Tsongkhapa says that this is a misconception. Yeah. It's wrong to say that it's wrong to believe or to say and believe that the intellectual kinds, the scholars, only need to engage in analytical meditation, whereas in those who have abandoned external distractions and those who are living in isolation, the meditator kind, people only need a stabilizing meditation. Yeah. So Lama Tsongkhapa says that is wrong. Both need to engage in the two kinds of meditation.
Okay,
so Lama Tsongkhapa says that both the scholar and the meditator need to engage in both analytical and stabilizing meditation. Why? the scholar needs to achieve calm abiding, meditative serenity. So in order to achieve that, the scholar needs to engage in stabilizing meditation. Then what about the meditators who have abandoned the hustle and bustle of life and then are living in isolation? Yeah. And those who are meditating. These individuals need to develop, for example, a very strong faith in their teachers, isn't it? So in order for them to develop a very strong faith in their teachers, there's no other way out. What do they have to engage in? And then a field meditation. There's no other method.
Next, there is another
misconception. There's some people who claim that all conceptual thoughts are harmful. They prevent you from achieving enlightenment or omniscience. Yeah. So it's best not to think. Nice young country, huh? So this is a misconception, yeah. Thinking that all conceptual thoughts are harmful, are bad, yeah, and therefore need to be abandoned. Why is it a misconception? There are many different kinds of conceptual thoughts. Of course, there are conceptual thoughts that are incorrect mental attention, focusing on the wrong stuff. For example, the apprehending the self and phenomena as truly existent, inherently existent. So these are examples of conceptual thoughts that are incorrect mental attention. But there are also many kinds of conceptual thoughts which are correct mental attention, in that the way they apprehend reality is exactly in accordance with how they exist. So there are many of such conceptual thoughts which are valid cognitions. It means they're valid ways of knowledge. Yeah. So, but because of not knowing how to differentiate between correct and incorrect mental attention, being not able to make a distinction between positive and negative conceptual thoughts, then such a misconception with regard arises, yeah, thinking that all conceptual thoughts are harmful or bad. Yeah.
What to say? That's 어떻게니 캐버치니 어떤 인기 고그레스 어떻게 숨겨라.
So the way to overcome this misconception is to understand that there are different kinds of conceptual thoughts. Yeah. Some are positive, some are negative. Yeah. The negative ones are the ones that we need to stop. Yeah. So because the incorrect mental attention, conceptual thoughts, yeah, such conceptual thoughts are what we call wrong consciousnesses. Yeah. Yeah. But there are conceptual thoughts that apprehend the object in the court with how they actually exist in reality. Yeah. So those are positive conceptual thoughts. Yeah. Okay.
어떻게 다만 소탈로이 남샤디 다자마 럽진 자마나는 용거리 티카바야 고 기부이 마시 라바타 탄다 어떻게 다 니에스치나 지에레 다 로이 남샤 자마다 고 럽진 소도 요레 다 티콜로 다 맘부 용 되게레
So we will be looking at the presentation of mind in a more in-depth manner in one of the future modules.
我读书下，这里是。他听的下，他听见了听的下，在那开始说的。他新年嘛，这边我罗都，他新年嘛，这边我罗都，他这个忙他呢，他接个来是，这个忙他呢，这个嘛来是，这个自己要嘛来是。 어쨌든 나바이나 대지기야 말이야. 스타트는 스타트네요. 뒤엄마디 대생지거리셔.
Okay. Next, another misconception. If we engage in analytical meditation, and if we do it, if we do a lot of analytical meditation, that will obstruct our attainment of concentration, calm abiding. Again, this is a misconception. This is not true.
어떻습니까? 다티 아니지다 가르스나 다 가르스다. 다토다니 신의 두발라 다토다니 신의 두발라 온도 샘레스로 마시 구구야 다토다.
Prior to the practice of meditative serenity or calm abiding, the mind must be made serviceable. Yeah. I'm not sure if you understand the word serviceable. It requires maintenance or what, but it must be made suitable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that an agreement? So in order to develop prior to achieving to the practice of calm abiding, the mind must be made serviceable. Yeah. Okay. So when the mind is made serviceable prior to the practice of calm abiding, then having a serviceability of the mind is a very helpful condition to actualize calm abiding easily.
Yeah.
In order for the mind to be made serviceable, one needs analytical meditation. Analytical meditation is that which makes the mind serviceable.
어떻게니? 다때나 다송해라 다때나 가서 다때나 다 니몽기 니맥삼해 다토나 다 진짜 망도 토네 다 리바당 진대기 토네 다 니몽배 니맥삼해 다가 나시 아니지 내 미개외 아니지 다 니믹삼에 그러고 간데 간데 네바 중국에 진대 삼에 다가 나신 아니 코레 네바 카레에 진대 다 돈다 섬의 양 양도 당시에 딱 보기 일을 교화 지제부터 구조 태외 교시제 보듯이 아니 지 이렇게 잡아지는 공과에 다 돈다 그러고
So in order to achieve calm abiding, the mind must be made serviceable. The way to make the mind serviceable is to engage in analytical meditation. So what do we think? What should we reflect on? So it's mentioned here that we should analyze and reflect over and over again on the faults of our afflictions, our negative emotions. Reflect over and over again on the faults and the effects, the faults of our negative actions and the consequences that they bring. And to reflect over and over again on the faults of the faults of samsara, the faults of cyclic existence. And we need to reflect on these points over and over again until a sense of disenchantment arises. Until you get not fed up, but you just lose interest in cyclic existence and in the afflictions, for example. Yeah.
어, 딱 진대시 다 그게 잡아셔서 다 뭐나 보이 코알라 다 교시 잡아 다 약보시 중반이나 단다 뒤 떡기 다 고바 망보시 각특구야 다 단다 뒤 떡기 쓴다 변화 양마다 고바다 진솔라 양 곡잡치에라 변도 자치모 용해 그러고 뭐 니몽도 샹원도 마주해 다 변도 용해
So when we reflect continually on these things, the force of the affliction, the force of our negative actions, the force of cyclic existence, until a sense of disenchantment with cyclic existence arises. When this sense of disenchantment arises, then a lot of the mind, it helps really to stop, all the different kinds of distractions. And excitement, mental excitement, isn't it? When your mind is disenchanted with cyclic existence, it really helps to control the negative emotions, It lessens the mental excitement and all those and distractions, And again, then we apply logic and reasoning to our reflections on the topic of guru devotion, cultivating faith in the spiritual, in the virtuous friend, thinking about how wonderful it is to have achieved this human life of freedom and endowments, and thinking about all the positive effects of our virtuous actions, and thinking about the benefits of bodhicitta and so forth. When we reflect on these things, using logic and reasoning on these various topics, at the end of the process, we develop a very happy mind,
you know. 다톤다 진화된 조과에 다톤다 심 생도바 심가위 러셔바이나 다 도와주여바이나 다톤다 갈소라 다 심 진화 진화디 다톤다 목투베 다톤다 과에다 편도형에
So when you know through the process of analyzing with logic and reasoning on these various topics, then when you're able to produce the faith and happy mind, isn't it? When you think about these things, you become happy. And your mind is happy, your mind is uplifted. When your mind is happy and uplifted, it is really helpful And it's very helpful because it acts against laxity. I'm not sure whether you know what laxity is, but another, maybe simple English is it's kind of like sinking, mental sinking. Perhaps like now, like that, maybe. Looks like, have you? No response. Sinking. Mental sinking.
Hmm? 就是呢，打通的，停电一张，打通的，打停电时呢，打通的呢，打通的接工车吧的，打停电时也特别多，接工车吧，提出了电呢，打通的呢，省力速度嘛是差，停电时别多的，哦，是吧？青蛙当高把怪了，偏到用嘛是，哦，停电刚说这个，它现在主板呢，啊，你是干了没别做呢，做不做也是，那个辛苦多。So,
So you can see now that with analytical meditation, we are able to make the mind serviceable. Because with analytical meditation on these various topics, then we're able to stop to a large extent excitement and mental thinking or laxity. So when the mind is made serviceable in such a way that it's not so influenced by excitement and laxity, that person is in a very good position to achieve calm abiding or meditative serenity. So from what we've discussed so far, now I hope you can see that analytical meditation is very helpful to the development of calm abiding. Yeah. So analytical meditation done prior to achieving calm abiding is very helpful. Yeah. So from this you can see that when people say that analytical meditation is not necessary and it is harmful in fact to your practice of calm abiding, you can see that that statement is basically wrong. It has no basis whatsoever. So you see on page 37, just before the quotation by Aya Sangaya, so the sentence which starts with, when it has been transformed in that way, whatever you wish to achieve, calm abiding or special insight, if you fix your mind upon it, you will achieve it without difficulty. That is why such analytical meditation is the best means of achieving non-conceptual meditative stabilization. So the details are in the text. You should read it over and over again. You have to understand that this is not a creation of Lama Tsongkhapa. It is not Lama Tsongkhapa coming here and telling his own story. What he has said so far has its source in the teachings of the great Indian masters. Yeah. So therefore, we see these quotations from the teachings of these great Indian masters are put there in the text. Yeah. Then Lama Tsongkhapa is merely explaining the intent and elaborating on it. Yeah. So it's not his own creation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 신양 신믹바 찍나 땡차바 네베 가진기 조니데세 드는마 로나트 니데 치와도 고바 오텔라 군조로서 연대던 로슈크타다 유령 연아 치와죠 신도라데스 디녀본 연대통의 관에 생도바 이바 천대의 중도만 숨을처로서 미다바도 동아와 소비 니미든 로슈라 유령 연아 중고죠 신도라데 만나 고바죠 신도라데 고바는 도착이 차도베 세미와 임베 디녀보 주시 나고 중도만 숨을처로서 디바스
So, bottom of page 1, page 37. The main adverse conditions for the mind staying with an object of meditation continuously are twofold: laxity and excitement. So these are the two main obstacles here. If you have a strong and constant awareness that sees the positive qualities of the three jewels, etc., it is quite easy to overcome laxity. For many valid sources say that its antidote to laxity, is to uplift the mind by looking at positive qualities. If you have a strong and constant awareness that sees the disadvantages of, or the faults of impermanence, suffering, and so forth, it is quite easy to overcome excitement, because since excitement is a distracted mind belonging to the category of attachment, many texts praise disillusionment, or rather disenchantment, as its antidote. So earlier in the text, there was a major division of the outline. The way to rely on the virtuous friend, and then next is the stages of how to train your mind after you have relied on the virtuous friend. So this is on page 38. This is like, you can see that the beginning of the actual the actual body of the text. Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Any questions?
Now, whoever wants to ask question must come here and stand. The reason is because everybody use the mic, then they push the mic, going to spoil, you know?
Yeah, can we take a question? Regarding the increase of wisdom via hearing, reflection, and meditation, what is the difference between reflection and analytical meditation?
Very good, very, very good. So what is the difference between reflection and analytical meditation? Yeah. Okay. First, you have to ascertain the order. There is at the beginning, there's hearing. Only then comes reflection. Only then comes meditation, isn't it? Agree? Disagree? So you say analytical meditation, not analysis, yeah? You say what is the difference between reflection and analytical meditation, yeah? Okay. So reflection comes before meditation, yeah? Okay, you know, in the threefold activity of hearing, reflection, and meditation, reflection is number two, and it precedes meditation.
Yeah.
What reflection does is to achieve, you know, a stable understanding with regards to the chosen object. You know, we can reflect on a whole lot of stuff, you know, any kind of thing, isn't it? Whatever you're reflecting on, the whole point of reflection is to arrive at a stable ascertainment and understanding of that object, yeah.
So
the whole point of reflection is to make you have a very solid understanding of the thing that you're going to meditate on. Yeah? So analytical meditation comes after reflection, yeah. Boleh? No boleh.
So in terms of the actual process when you reflect, the process of reflection, say for instance, how to analyze a spiritual teacher is indeed a Buddha, for instance, then you think, and that thinking itself, isn't that analytical? As in just I can't distinguish the reflection itself and the analytical meditation. Meditation also is, in my view, is just a form of thinking. So what are the differences in such two different thinking?
So analysis is reflection. So during the time of reflection, you engage in analysis. Yeah. Boleh? But here the question was, what's the difference between reflection and analytical meditation? So of course, there are times. In fact, when you reflect, you are also almost always analyzing. But when you're talking about meditation, Meditation comes after reflection. And you can meditate while doing analysis. Meditation through analysis. That's what you call analytical meditation, isn't it? So if it is, if you're talking about analytical meditation, it can only come after reflection. Analysis comes, analysis does come, happen during reflection, isn't it? So analysis happens during reflection, isn't it? You know, really, the whole point of reflection is to is you're analyzing stuff, isn't it? But while there is analysis during reflection, there is no meditation. Because what is the meaning of meditation? You repeatedly familiarize yourself with what you have already ascertained. You haven't ascertained the object during reflection, you know.
Okay. Oh yeah. Good. Toksini, ta tanda nya namjune gyundo chire. Ta chiwa tangwa. Ko chiwa chigi nensimni pingma. Yangjo chiwa tangwa.
So that's why I often say that it's very important to have questions, you know, and not just one question. You know, question, if there's an answer to the question, you can also question that answer. Very, very useful. It helps everyone. Yeah. So I really think that this is the best way to approach your study when you have questions. Because in the first place, in order to have questions, that means you must have thought about the subject, isn't it? You must have thought about things. Only when you think about things, then you know you have questions. And then, therefore, then you pose your questions. And then whatever answer is given to your question, if you're not satisfied with it, then obviously you're going to have more questions, isn't it? Until you get a satisfactory answer or until you have ascertained it, yeah.
Oh, that took China, that any chick so similar, dechawa, nyechawa, putawa, or the new age.
And so the understanding that has arrived at the end of this process will stay in the mind for a long time. You will not forget it. It's very stable, yeah. So the next section is the topic of the human life of freedom and endowments, and this is not difficult. Yes, very straightforward. Yeah. So it entails identifying the human life of the freedom and endowments, how precious it is, and what you can achieve with it, and the difficulty of achieving such a rebirth. Yeah.
Oh, 특히 양고 레라보레스는 말로만 많이 맞지. 아니 제 양고 로과에 다티 고 랑종도 차고야래. 아니 제 고마고 나서인 것들 이나야 사지 사니 종나 사숨 진대시다.
So although it's a fairly straightforward section, you know, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to read it, you know, because it's easy. You know. So ideally you should read it a couple of times, three times, if not two times, but at least once, yeah. And then you read it, but then you also have to think about it. Think about what you read. Yeah. So this is the homework.
Okay.